the bloody thumbprint.
Thank you.
Jenny!
Situation. We need help. We need someone who knows what they're doing.
Okay, help. I know. I can go and get Tony from next door.
Who?
Tony, you know, they moved in next door. He's a doctor at the hospital.
But I didn't even know he moved in next door, let alone his name was Tony or he was a doctor, but you seem to have your facts.
I mean, what do you expect? You come home late every evening. I hardly ever see you. I mean, I'm surprised you even know my name.
All right, fine. Go and get Tony, the doctor from next door. And I'll get Lionel a glass of water or something or whatever you do with people in this state. Blank! He needs a blank. I'll get him a blank instead. Blankets. No, he needs something sweet to drink.
Sweet drink from the kitchen.
Between Satchitananda and this man.
It's his name.
What is?
Satchitananda.
Lionel Banks. He's my uncle visiting from India.
Looks English to me.
Yes, I know he does. He just lives there some of the time in a kind of hippie spiritual commune thing. Anyway, we came in and found Lionel lying unconscious.
What, are you on the sofa?
No, at the foot of the stairs. We moved him here.
Oh, very unwise, especially for back injuries. They say it can paralyze him for life.
Look, it's a little late for that now, officer. Can't we just get on with it?
Okay.
And question this man?
All right, madam. All in good time. Now, I would like to get to the point about Mr. Monty Amore, Tony?
Yes, okay. So we came in, we found Satchitananda, we moved him, we looked around, we didn't see any miscreants, so I decided that we'd better get help with Satchitananda. He looked terrible. I went next door to call Tony, who's a doctor at the hospital, and on the way down, I saw Mary.
He went out with the garbage and didn't come back.
Are you sure he hasn't popped across the road for a quick one?
Oh, no, you can never do that with that phone.
Oh, well trained, then.
He says he never saw him. Another sign that he's guilty. Officer, he's the one, I tell you. I tell you, he's the one.
Okay.
What were you after, eh? Huh? What did you want?
Okay, I'll be the one who asks the questions. Now. Lionel Banks was in the flat whilst you went out for your dinner. And upon your return, the door was forced open and he was found lying at the foot of the stairs. Meanwhile, Mr. Tony Malti Amore went out with the garbage and hasn't been seen since. Now, Morris, what have you got to say for yourself?
Well, all sounds correct to me, sir. Yeah, everything's correct.
Look at his hand, officer! Look at his hand, huh? He cut it on the door on the way in. Look here, look at this envelope. See? It's got his thumbprint on it. His bloody thumbprint. If the prints match, it's an open and shut case.
I'll be the judge of that. But this is evidence indeed. Now, Morris, let's have a look at your hand.
Oh, boy!
Careful, right? Ow! Ooh! Ow!
I don't think.
Oh my goodness, it looks terribly infected. We must disinfect it now, immediately. It could be dangerous.
Ooh.
Give me some alcohol.
Alcohol.
Yeah, good idea.
Jim, vodka. Jim, the drinks cab. Listen.
All right, okay.
This here, Lionel Banks, a little here, does he?
That's right, officer.
If you don't mind me asking you, does he have any fun habits? Any dependencies?
Officer, I'm not sure what you're referring to. But if it's got anything to do with that BBC thing, forget it.
Pardon, madam?
Hey, look, how about vodka?
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, lovely. Yeah, super.
Oh, look at that.
Well, there's nothing in there.
All right, let's have a look upstairs then, shall we? Staircase. If you want to just head up there or follow me, I'll show you where I keep my stamp collection. Yes, I have an excellent collection of stamps. I've been collecting for 10 years now.
You got out from the fur.
Tony! What are you doing here?
Jen! Oh, Jen! I was terrified for you. Yes, terrified. I heard the sound of this man falling on the down of the stairs. I panicked. I broke in. Because I didn't see the car. I knew the gym would be working late as usual. And then I heard you and Jim come back from dinner. I got confused again. I went inside.
But you couldn't just explain everything.
Oh, good point. But, Jim, you would suspect something.
Yeah, okay, look, then just say you went over to the pub for a quick one.
But, Jenny, I never.
Come here.
Oh, my God.
Pub, having a drink, huh? I hope I didn't cause you any alarm, huh?
Oh, But you never do that without phoning.
Yeah, I was impulsive, eh? Come on.
Well, it's good now that you're here. But, Tommy, what are you doing down there?
With a question. I was a...
He thought that...
Yes, I thought I was a... I was a checking the pulse, huh? I with my watch. I lost my watch. I found my watch. It's on my arm, huh? Okay. Yeah. So, okay, hey, no need for concern, huh? 10 minutes, huh? I'm a doctor. You'll be fine, okay?
Really, sir?
Yes.
Excuse me. I couldn't help noticing your hand.
Yes, this one.
The other one, sir.
This one?
Yes.
Hey,
ow,
it's a cat, huh?
Tommy, what happened to your hand?
Hey, it's nothing. I cut myself when I came in. I slipped it on the ground, huh?
Really? Then how come it matches the thumbprint on the envelope?
Hey, come on. Hey.
Sir, things are looking quite serious. I think you better start explaining yourself.
No, I mean, come on, you can't tell without a magnifying glass, huh? I mean, look, come on, I spend my whole life helping people, half a morning to night, a night to morning, in the hospital here and there, huh? And you, what? You all stand there, you accuse me, huh? I mean, come on, I didn't do anything that nobody in my position wouldn't have done. No? Okay, what I mean is, he is working late all the time, huh? She. She's at home, huh? She's alone, huh? No? Why? I mean, come on, hey! I go to hell with it, huh? Finish! I love Jenny. Yeah, I love Jenny, and she loves me.
It's true! Finally, I found someone who pays attention to me. I love him. Tony!
Oh, Jenny!
Jenny?
Tony! Oh, Jim!
Isabella!
Oh, Jim, you're here! What a terrible shock! Come and sit down. Oh, are you sure you're ready to come back to work?
Yes, I'm fine. Oh. It's much better to be here at the office at work than moping around the house, especially with them next door.
What audacity. It's just shameless. And his wife?
She's in Scotland with her brother.
It's terrible. Quite terrible. But she must be mad, really. I mean, you're every woman's dream. You're gorgeous. I think she must have gone crazy.
No, it's all my fault. I'm here all the time. When I get home, I don't pay her any attention. I've fallen into the stereotypical role of overworked, overambitious husband, driven by my desire to be a great and wonderful architect.
And you will be, Jim. You will be.
Oh, I don't think so.
Wonderful.
I just don't think so, Isabella. Especially if it means, I don't know, these last 3 days have meant so much to me. And I realize I just don't want it anymore. Especially if it means losing Jennifer. She was everything I ever wanted in a woman. Great company, great cook, and I'm sure she'll make a great mother, too.
Oh, Jim, I understand. And time will heal. There are other women out there that can make your life exciting and bring you happiness.
I don't think so, Isabella.
No, really, really. A little time and a little space, and you'll see things can develop in your life that can be so exciting.
Hey! Here he is. It's the big playboy himself. So how have these 3 days of freedom been? How partying, I hope.
Partying?
Great being out there, especially after being cooped up for so long. Hey, you want to come out with me tonight? It's singles night at the Free and Fresh.
Oh, thanks, Dan. It's nice to invite me to the singles bar, but I just don't really feel in the mood, you know?
Mate, don't be down. Life's far too short to be moping around. And hey, I hope you don't mind me saying it, but I'm sure she's not moping.
Dan, please!
Come on, guys. Truth is the truth, is it not?
Well, truth is truth. And logic is logic, but emotions are emotions, and we are emotional beings. And if you had 5 consecutive dates with the same woman, you would know that there are more areas to be explored than those which are covered with skin. Jim, are you sure you have your strength back?
Yes.
Because we can hold down the office for
Really, I'm fine. I'm really, like I said before, it's so much better to be out doing things, working, than just hanging around the house. So, what's new with the office?
Hey guys, I'm really sorry I'm late. I totally overslept. I'm shit, man. Life's a roller coaster. You know, you guys better watch out. They say these things happen in threes. First, you know, I can understand Jenny getting horny at the house while you three stare at screens here reinventing the next multi-story car park, but Pete, he had nothing to complain about. I guess our generation's got it all wrong. Anyway, after raging around the flat all last night, I just finally decided, good riddance. Plenty of other guys out there. So, anyway, here I am, ready to work. What's up? Back today. How you doing?
Yes, yeah, great. Look, you're right about Jennifer. I really screwed up. What an idiot. I've been a stupid...
No, wait. Cool down. Hey. All right, listen. Let's just clear our minds and let's get back to work, okay?
Teresa!
What is it that's happening already?
Yeah, no. I heard Jim was back. I thought I'd have a cup of tea and do him all right, you know what I mean? Anyway, who said the cops are in charge, eh? Number one in the morning didn't do nobody no harm. How are you, Jim?
Yeah, I'm okay.
But don't you go getting no ideas, eh? Now's the time for action. That's what it is now.
It's the time
for action, I'll tell ya. Yeah, you should get yourself out and get out there and down to free and fresh, hey?
See, Jim, even magic reads. Now's the time to spread your wings and scatter your oats.
I'm pulling nonsense, that's not what I mean. I mean, now's the time to win him out of bed of whatever Italian stallion he's ended up with.
Look, Madge, thank you very much, but I don't think I could win anybody out of any bed right now. It's just not me, okay?
Jim, I know you have feelings for her. You still have feelings, don't you? Yeah. All right, so now's the time. I speak from experience.
What? Old Stan run off with a floozy once upon a time?
No. I ran off with the manager of a factory I was working in, actually.
No, what you match, you hot little chickadee. Hey, you want to come out to the free and fresh with me tonight?
Hey, me and not Charles, my young Daniel, not Charles, hey? Me and Stan is acting as two pigs in a puddle.
Right. No, Jim, this can make your marriage much stronger. It just depends on how you act. It's all about that.
Right. Well, I just don't think I'm able to do anything like that now. It's just not me. I'm not comfortable.
Well, tell us, what did Stan get up to?
Being a lady of my age, I don't think I can say exactly. It was just since Stan made me realise what a mistake I'd made, yes.
Now, come on, Madge, you've got us all by the short and curlies. You've got to say more.
Come on, Madge.
Well, let's just say he made me jealous and I realised I jumped ship from a great big liner to a little old tugboat. And boy, was I keen to get back on the liner, you know what I mean?
So what, old Stan went on a crawl and pulled in a big one?
No. Look, ignore them, Jim. Ignore them. No. What I mean is we have to create a situation where she realises or she sees a fella in the true light of day and remembers what a great catch you were in the first place, you know? Where did you first meet?
Okay, well, it was at a restaurant. She was there with this boyfriend of hers and a couple of other friends. They got into a fight with another drunken couple, and things got a bit haywire, a bit out of control. And so I stepped in to sort things out, and so I sorted things out, and that was the end of that. And then I saw her again 2 weeks later, and she remembered how gallant I had been, and well, that was
excellent.
The rest is history.
Excellent. We recreate the situation with a few added delights.
Like what?
Well, we invite Jennifer and a fella, make a dinner party, and go from there.
Well, what do you think, Jim?
Well, as long as I don't have to turn up with another woman, sure, why not?
Well, great, we can go from there. I know. Jim, can you cook?
No, I can't. I haven't cooked a thing since I met Jennifer, and before that, it was pretty much beans on toast.
Oh, yeah. Isabella, you can cook, can't you? You can do the cooking.
Okay.
If this is what Jim wants, then I will do it. I will cook. And I will use a very special recipe that my grandmother from Mexico taught me. It's a mixture of herbs that, when added to gazpacho, makes the person who drinks it fall in love with the person who they think has prepared it.
Hey, but then everyone's gonna fall in love with you.
Maybe, but no, because we will only serve the herbs to Jennifer, and the person they everyone will think that Jim has prepared it.
Oh, that's so
brilliant, brilliant. And then, you know what? I'll flirt with the other guy. He'll totally pick up on it.
Good, I'll go down on the street where Jim comes down to, and he was sort out of the situation, and he becomes a hero.
Oh, that's good, that's good. I could forget my bag. I could say I forgot my bag in the car. So I'll go down on the street, yeah? And then Dan can come over, and we pretend, no, bang, bang, bang. And then you rush down and sort it out, you know? And then you look a great hero. It's good. Look, is there anyone else to invite?
Well, hang on. So let me get this straight.
Mm.
You're going to create an incident in
yes.
the street
yes.
where you pretend to have your bag stolen
yes.
by Dan,
yes.
and I'm going to come out
yes.
and look as if I'm helping you.
Yeah,
I'll be the hero.
Yes. She'll think you're a hero then.
All right, it might work.
Yes.
All right, okay,
yes.
look. There's my uncle,
right.
Lionel, visiting from
well,
India.
Well, he can come. Bring him.
All right, but wait. No.
What?
There's no way I could invite Jennifer and Tony. I just know I would want to.
Yes.
Nonsense, Jim. You are a modern man. You're cool and compassionate. You understand their situation. You want to remain friends. It's very trendy, very grown up.
Perfect. Tomorrow's Friday night. Just the sooner the better. Let's just do it then.
Yeah!
I told everybody, 7:30 for 8. It's already like a quarter past. Where is everybody?
What?
I mean, God, this is a stupid idea. Stupid idea. It's never going to work.
What's the problem, Jim? Look, just settle down, man. There's plenty of time. People are going to arrive, man. Just cool it. Sit down, relax, and enjoy the evening.
What, they're not here yet?
No, no one's here.
Okay, well, it's all right. Because I can cook the food, and we can have dinner and put the rest in the fridge for tomorrow. All right? Okay, let's give them 10 more minutes. And if nobody shows up, then I'll put the pasta on. How does that sound?
Jim, mate, it's a brave thing that you're doing, you know, but if it doesn't work out, there's no reason to get your bloody knickers in a knot, mate. That's a trick, take it easy. Life's a big game. We're all playing the same thing, man. They're infinite alternatives. They're infinite, man.
Yeah, right. Okay, so listen. Let's get it straight how we get the herbs to Jennifer.
Okay,
all right?
Yes, good.
Okay, first, you make sure everybody's in their seat.
Right,
okay?
Sitting.
Then you come back to the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and I give you a tray of gazpacho.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now make sure that nobody gives you any assistance.
Okay.
All right, don't take
no.
help, because
okay.
it will confuse things.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so then you serve Madge first.
Right, Madge.
Then Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Then all the others.
Okay, everyone else, Madge, Jennifer, then
okay, now make sure they eat it immediately, because it just tastes best fresh out of the fridge.
Good advice.
Okay, is that clear?
Clear, Isabella, really. It's amazing in times like this how your colleagues, you see them in a totally new light. They really become your friends.
That's what life is. It's a series of opportunities to get to know each other better.
Yeah.
Okay, look, we'll give them until 8:30, and if they're not here by then we'll just give up and eat ourselves, okay?
Hey,
you guys, no, Lisa, you're meant to be flirting with Tony, not bloody Uncle Lionel.
I know. He's so interesting. Okay, I'm just getting warmed up.
Okay, all right.
You know, he's got all these really cool stories. He's been living in this community for like 40 years or something. He said he planted 500,000 trees.
He did. I mean, the irony of all this is that Jennifer and I were meant to go to this place. You know, that's the letter we had, the recommendation that it was meant to be the recommendation that gave us the okay to apply for our visas. Now, instead of starting a new life there together, we're starting one here apart.
Oh,
I mean, it's just...
Don't worry about it. You know, Lionel was just saying that, you know, this stuff happens for a reason.
I'm sorry I heard someone at the door. I'm sorry. Oh,
okay.
They're here. Okay, look,
Welcome. That's what tonight is all about. Look, make yourselves comfortable.
Okay.
Would you like a drink? Brandy, Jennifer. Yeah? And Tony?
I'll take it the same. Exactly.
Brandy. Okay. Yeah. Two brandies. No problem. I'm sure Uncle Lionel can handle that. This is my Uncle Lionel from India.
Nice to meet you finally. Yeah.
Okay. And this is Lisa. Lisa.
Hi.
This is Tony.
Nice to
Tony,
meet you.
Lisa. You guys met each other, Tony?
Hi.
You met?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Well, you guys should get to know. I think you have some things in common.
Yeah, Lisa.
Yeah, absolutely. Madge is coming also. You know Madge, don't you, Jennifer? Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And, there's your drinks.
Tony, you like to sit over there, man?
Tony. Sorry. Please, Tony, make yourself comfortable. Talk to Lisa here. She's a pretty girl from the office. She's lovely, charming girl.
So,
how have you been?
Fine, thanks.
Oh, sorry. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hi, Matt.
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, good. No problem. Thanks for calling.
That was Matt. The car won't start. She's going to come in a taxi, and so she said that we should start without her. So I'll go and put the pasta on.
Okay, but Jim, do you want some help in the kitchen?
No. I'm really enjoying my foray into cuisine. I'm very happy.
So, Lionel, how have you been? After that terrible knock you suffered the other day?
Oh, Jenny, I live in India, you know. I mean, falling downstairs is nothing to the sort of things that happen to me every day. And to make such a big drama out of such a trivial thing of falling downstairs, it's just a bit confusion.
It happens all the time in the hospital. It's what makes the world turning around. Huh?
Yeah.
You're a doctor, that's right. You must have some sort of speciality.
Yes, I'm just a surgeon general, but moving into cosmetics, a lot of money there, huh?
You must have so many stories about women in distress.
Yeah, you could say, in fact, you get to see the female of the species in all her glory, huh?
Right! Pasta's on, food's getting ready, how are the drinks? Another one, Tony?
No thanks, it's enough, Jim, thanks.
No? Alright, so okay.
God, what was that? It sounded like someone was screaming in the kitchen.
No, there's no one in the kitchen, it's just empty, it's just the pots.
It definitely sounded like somebody in pain, huh?
Jim, I think it was a cat.
Cat?
It was a cat, yeah.
Jim, we don't have a cat.
Yes, we do. I just got one recently for my nerves. Cats are very good for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
How exciting! But I mean, you're always so against cats. Anyway, can I just see it?
No, absolutely not. No. The vet insisted. It's very nervous. It's agitated. The vet said it should be introduced to new people very slowly. So I'll just go check on the food and the cat.
A cat?
Yeah, we got it from the rescue home for cats. It's a tabby cat. It's been a great comfort to Jim.
Yeah,
it
has, hasn't it?
Yeah. I think it'll settle down.
Jim, I mean, he looks like he's fine, but is it all just a brave front?
No, Jenny, Jim will be fine. I mean, he's upset and he's sad, you know, and he misses you like crazy. But he's a great and a wonderful and generous guy. And I think if he thinks that you're happy, then he'll get along.
Right, cat's fine. Just wanted to get out, that's all. So, pasta's almost ready. In a second I'll bring gazpacho. And, Matt should be here any moment. I'll go get the plate. I'll go bring the gazpacho, shall I?
Jim, can't we just have a peek around the door at the cat?
No, absolutely not. No. It's the vet insisted that the cat shouldn't see anyone. It's a very nervous cat. But perhaps you'll cross paths tomorrow and he'll bring you good luck. You know, black cats and all that.
but Lionel said he's a tabby.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
No. That's because the previous owners, who
were very cruel to the poor thing, dyed his fur. And they, you see, they wanted a tabby cat, and he ended up black in the end. Right, the pastor must chip on the pastor.
Oh, how terrible.
Yeah, but in Jim's hands, Jenny, he's a sweetie.
What's his name?
Tiger. But you can change that if you like. I mean, that's what they called him.
Yeah, something like magic, maybe. That might be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, it smells scary.
What's that? Here comes the cops.
Good evening. Sorry to disturb you, Mr. Satchitananda.
Well, you know my name.
I was in the vicinity and I thought I'd return this, seeing as the case is closed. We won't be needing it as evidence, and Morris has dropped his charges, so thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. There's something else?
Well, seeing as you asked, there was a few questions I'd like to ask you.
Oh, really?
Admit they're not to do with the inquiry. They're more of a personal nature.
That's what I was afraid of. What are they?
It's about your name.
What, Lionel?
Satchitananda.
Well, what about it?
Well, did it help you?
What help what?
With your spiritual progress.
What do you mean?
I mean, did you experience the light, love, and consciousness illuminate your inner being?
Well, not immediately, but but I like to think that over the years, you know, that I actually shed my old consciousness like a snake, and I actually embraced a whole new being of joy and bliss and wonder, and I became a new person. Yes.
Oh, excellent!
Yes.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Right.
You see, I hope you don't mind me asking, but I did a bit of research on the internet the other night, and I'm thinking of changing my name.
Oh, really? Oh, good luck. Your name is?
Lionel Smith, you see, I understand.
Officer! How can I help you?
I was just in the vicinity and I thought I'd return this. Case is closed, no evidence, Morris dropped his charges. Thank you very much, sir. Better get along. Satchitananda.
I don't think I'll be needing this anymore. It's...
I'll tell you about it. I'll take care of it.
Oh, Jenny! No. It's meant to be my night to wait on you. Put that down.
Tim, I was trying to help you.
Did you turn it?
Turn it? Yeah.
Did you turn the tray around?
What do you mean? Is it so important?
I made, individual portions. That's all.
But they all look the same to me.
Come on, I didn't think of this one.
No, Tony! Take this one. Yeah,
no, hey,
sorry,
come on.
Sorry,
hey,
give me that
back.
Okay. There we are. That's for you, Tony. Hey, and there we go.
Yeah, the same. Relax.
Come on, relax. So it's all fine. Here, this one's for Lisa, Lionel. We'll keep this one here for now.
Jenny, no, Jenny. You take. Right. This is for you, Jenny, please. Hey, there we are. That's yours.
Sorry I'm late. Oh my goodness. No, I forgot my bag in the car. I really have my money, my cards, everything in the car. I don't know what I'm gonna do. No, it's touching. I'll think of another reason later, but I really have.
I'll call the cab company, they'll radio the driver.
Oh, good,
what's
good.
The number?
44222.
Okay.
Yes, thanks. Oh, God.
Wow, Jim, you cook at this? Bye. If my partner could cook like this, I would never leave him. Delicious.
Okay, drive me back in just a minute.
Okay, then I'll go and get in now. I'll think of another reason. Don't worry, love.
Wow, delicious.
Hey. You want me to go, hey?
Is there any more? I would like some more. It's
yes,
so good.
Yes, there's some in the kitchen. I'll go get it.
I'll come with you.
No,
I'll come
stay,
with
no,
you.
No, you stay right there.
No.
Delicious.
No, I'm ready to study.
Study? What are you talking about?
I've never studied medical school.
Huh?
I'm not the one in medical
yeah.
Jim,
wonderful, huh? Wonderful, fantastic,
huh? Tony, just please sit down.
Wow. Oh, that's good.
But, you were conquistador?
Yes.
Oh no.
What? That, oh my god, that's Madge! Look, Jennifer, I'm sorry, I have to go now. Madge is outside, she needs my help. So I'm going.
No! You can't go!
What are you doing?
You might have been hurt!
There's a look, Madge is out there, she needs my help! Get out of my way!
I caught another bear and I thought that you were getting hurt, but I love you!
What? Jesus Christ, man! Back up!
Never!
Oh. I mean, there's a woman being attacked in the street!
Yeah, again, sorry. But this man, he means everything to me in the world. I would even have sacrificed my mama for him.
This is preposterous! I mean, Angle.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Ah, it's all right. It's all right.
You! What? Explain yourself. Where's Madge?
What? Madge? What? Who's that? The lady?
Yes, the lady.
Oh, she's all right. She's fine. She's just getting herself sorted, sir.
All right, it's all right.
Well, she came down the stairs. I saw a lady take a bag from a taxi, and then this man came across the street saying, let's do it now. I was there in the bins doing the bins, like, and I found his bill wood, so I saw it. Then I whacked him in the head, sir. I whacked him, he's down, he's out.
And the man?
What, the man?
The man.
The man, he's out cold.
Oh, God,
he's completely out cold, sir.
Yes, we've had another
no problem.
Incident.
Oh, God. Right, he's out.
Please, give me 2 hours of present. Yes,
right,
present.
Right, sir.
No,
you didn't.
The detective
was
on his way.
No, Jenny, not the police. Let me go, you sex-crazed monster. Jesus. But, God. First, you seduce my wife. Let go of my finger. Then, you seduce me. You are in serious need of therapy, my friend.
Jim, relax. I gotta see how agitated you have become. These are feelings inside of you, inside of me. They are natural. Embrace them, Jim. Come to me. Don't deny it. It's natural.
Hey, Tyree, Tyree.
Tyree.
Hey,
Tyree.
Hey, it's great now. But listen, there's a time and a place for everything, Jim.
Okay.
Consider. Digestion, dinner.
Hey,
unbelievable.
Wow. Oh, God. Oh, here he is. Here he is. Oh, God.
My wife, Jennifer here, ran off with this man a week ago, as you know, and, well, we thought I could win her back by having a dinner party and staging an incident that made me look like a hero. As you can see, it hasn't really worked.
No, Jim, it's beautiful. I mean, it's chaotic and it's mad, but it's beautiful.
Oh, Jennifer.
What?
She cooked the food. It was Isabella who cooked the food. I mean, this is the confusion. Everybody thinks that I cooked the food, but really she cooked the food. And if
what? I knew her.
Hey, hang on.
Madonna. Jenny. Oh, you are so helpful. Oh, come into my car.
Jennifer.
Jenny. No.
I mean,
call me Jenny. It sounds so nice the way you say it. You did all this for me.
Oh, Jenny. Of course. I would have done anything for you.
Oh, Jim. I forgive you. Will you forgive me?
Oh, Jenny!